Letters of the Unliving, Mina Loy. The present implies presence, thus unauthorized by the present. These letters are left authorless, have lost all origin since the inscribing hand lost life. The hoarseness of the past croaks from creased leaves covered with unwritten writing, since death's erasure of the writer erased the lover. Well chosen, but so ill relinquished, the husband heart's ease, acme of communion, made euphonious our esoteric universe. Ego's oasis now's the sole companion. My body and my reason, you left to the drought of your dying, the longing and the lack of a racked creature shouting to an unanswering hiatus, reunite us. Till slyly patience creeps up on passion, and the elation of youth dwindles out of season. Agony ends in an equal grave with ecstasy. An uneasy mist rises from this calligraphy of recollection, documenting a terror of dementia. This package of ago creaks with the horror of echo. The bloom of love decoyed to decay by the finger of Hazard the Swindler, deathly handler who leaves no post-mortem mask but a callous earth. Posing the extreme enigma in my bewilderness, can your face, excelling Adonis, have ceased to be or ever have had existence? With you no longer the addresser, there is no addressee to dally with defunct reality. Can one who still has being be inexistent? I am become dumb in answer to your dead language of amour. Diminuendo of life's imposture implies no possible retrial by my present self. My cloud corpse be shadowing your shroud. The one I was with you, inhumed in chasms, no creator reconstrues scar tissue to shine as birth star. But to my subcerebral surprise, at last on blasé sorrow, dawns an iota of disgust for life's intemperance, as once you were. Withhold your ghostly reference to the sweet once were we, leave me my final illiteracy of memory's languor. My preference to drift in lenient coma, an older Ophelia on Lethe.